As the local currency comes under renewed stress, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, on Saturday proposed linking tax benefits with a minimum one-year retention period for foreign investments in government debt and equity markets to bring predictability in outflows. Dr. Mohammad Ali Malik, an SBP executive, suggested the 10% reduced income tax rate should be tied to at least one-year retention of investment made through the Special Convertible Rupee Account, SCRA. He made the proposal during a meeting of the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance, chaired by Pakistan People's Party, PPP's Syed Naveed Kamar. Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, Chairman Rashid Langreel said that investors were securing tax advantages by making short-term investments. He recommended a minimum six-month holding period for investments in Roshan digital accounts and other schemes to qualify for tax benefits. With this, the central bank seeks more predictable dollar outflows. However, the committee warned that such a move could deter investors, which the government could not afford. Dr. Malik argued that the condition would not disrupt current inflows, as significant investments in treasury bills, government bonds, and SCRAs were not presently being made. He said linking tax incentives with long-term investments could help stabilize outflows. Under SBP regulations, non-residents may freely invest and trade in government marketable securities, including Pakistan investment bonds, PIBs, treasury bills, TBs, registered corporate debt instruments, and the Water and Power Development Authority, WAPDA's registered bonds through SCRAs. Following months of stability, the rupee has again come under pressure due to increased debt repayments. The rupee's value has depreciated to around 284 rupees per US dollar in the interbank market, with even higher rates in the open market. A senior executive from a private commercial bank said large interbank transactions are being settled at nearly 3 rupees above the average market rate. In an economic alert issued Saturday, advisory firm Tala Associates warned that ongoing unrest in the Middle East and Pakistan's reliance on imported oil pose serious risks of economic disruption. Crude oil prices, it stated, have surged over the past 2 weeks, rising from $63.76 on June 2 to $76.31 per barrel by June 19 due to the ongoing Gulf conflict. Tala Associates noted a dual inflationary impact on Pakistan's economy. Higher crude prices widen the current account deficit and weaken the rupee against the dollar, which further fuels inflation. If crude oil hits $80 per barrel, the rupee may slide to 285 rupees and 40 paise per dollar. If it rises to $100, the rupee could depreciate further to 292 rupees and 10 paise. In that case, local petrol prices may need to rise by 35 rupees per liter, the firm said.